The peace of Christ be with you. One of the great blessings we have at Hope College is that we are surrounded by the church. Lots of different churches. If you can't find a church in Holland, then, well, then there's just something probably wrong with you because they're everywhere. One of the things we've begun in our campus ministries office is develop covenant partnerships with the church, because this ministry here exists for the church. Our hope and prayer is that you will graduate, and whether you go north or south or east or west, you will find a church. The college is birthed out of the church, for the church, to be a people of Christ for the world. And one of my has become one of my good friends and a great partner in ministry, Father Charlie Brown from St. Francis de Sales, just down the street here. And through this ministry has inspired organizations at Hope, like Hope Catholics, St. Benedict Institute from Dr. Ortiz and Dr. Mulder under their leadership, and promoting Catholic thinking and scholarship and thought. All of that is a representation of a church sometimes disunified, but also struggling to come together. And so the next couple weeks, we're having our guests, our friends, our partners in ministry come as a symbol of us coming together for the church. If we profess in Christ, we profess that we are called to be part of this body, and that body is the church. Amen? Amen. So with that sense of longing for that union, would you please welcome together with a robust, robust welcome to our good friend, Dr. Father Charlie.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here with you all in chapel to pray and to worship our Lord. Today I'd like to proclaim the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 9, verses 9 through 13. And in fact, it's about the call of Matthew by Jesus. So let us listen to God's word. As Jesus passed on from there, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the custom post. He said to him, "Follow me." And he got up and followed him. While he was at table in his house, many tax collectors and sinners came and sat with Jesus and his disciples. The Pharisees saw this and said to the disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" He heard this and said, "Those who are well do not need a physician, but the sick do. Go and learn the meaning of the words, 'I desire mercy, not sacrifice. I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners.'" This is a powerful story in Matthew's gospel. When Matthew is describing his own call, when Matthew was sitting at his post, collecting taxes, how Jesus called him, and immediately he got up and left. And I always find this powerful, because there's something for me that strikes me, is that decisiveness, that immediacy, that complete call to God, to leave everything behind. It was that immediate. Well, I often wonder what was going through Matthew's mind. And I got a sense of this when I saw this painting here in Rome. It's a Caravaggio. It's in one of the churches of Rome, St. Louis the Frenchman. And at first, when I went into that church, I was unimpressed by it, because I saw all these guys in these silly clothes. I just couldn't relate to it, because that's not my image of how Jesus and Matthew and the other tax collectors dressed. But then one of the priests later on, I was on sabbatical, and there was 30 priests there, and was explaining it to me, and I said, "I got to go back." And then going back and being present, reflecting on the scripture from Matthew 9, really had a huge impact on me. because that was 5 years ago at that time of my life after some struggles in certain areas of the parish and at St. Francis. I was overworking. There were some failures that I had in leadership, and as a result, some of the some issues had grown in the community that took a long time to work through, to find forgiveness, to find healing. And I thought what I had to do, instead of trusting in God's forgiveness for my part of it, I just had to work harder. I had to make everything right. Well, because of that, I was exhausted physically, emotionally, spiritually. And so the sabbatical came at a great time. And so with all of that in my mind and in my heart, I was praying with this. The call of Matthew. So the first thing that really struck me is Jesus is in there pointing to Matthew. Say, come and follow me. And here's Matthew saying, what, me? You're calling me? Don't you know who I am? I'm one of these people that it's called a traitor. Look at these friends around me. They're buried in money. They're caught up in their riches. They're caught up in the world. Matthew was part of that group. You're calling me? And so in that darkness that was in Matthew's life, the light of Christ came. As Jesus is pointing him, I want you. Come and follow me. Now, I didn't see myself caught up in the money. That's not, I guess, something I struggle with. But I found myself caught up in the preoccupations of the world and in just that sense that if I work more, I can be worthy. I think for all of us, it could be different things. It could be money. It could be possessions. We could be caught up into all of that like the friends of Matthew here at that table. Matthew was. Maybe we're caught up into the worldly things that, well, I want whatever respect, whatever honor the world can give me. I'm caught up in my own self, my own ego, my own desire to control. Maybe I'm caught up just in the pursuit of pleasure, whatever it might be. Or I'm just struggling with the sin and I can't get through it. But it's at those moments, whatever that issue might be that we're struggling with, that we can find Jesus coming in and pointing to us and say, come follow me. Because in that we find God's love, God's light, God's forgiveness. It's that unconditional love of God that's calling to us, says, come follow me, that makes us worthy. We don't do it. It's in answering that call. It's getting up. It's leaving that table. But what I love in that painting, it captures that moment. It captured that moment for Matthew where he was not only struggling internally, but for him to get up, he had to let go of those attachments. He had to let go of that money. He had to let go of those friends and follow Jesus and Peter there that were dressed as simple fishermen, as a simple preacher that had no house, no place to lay his head. He had to let go of all of that, and I think the most difficult thing, he had to let go of what he had established as his identity. For Matthew, his identity became his clothing. I don't think you can see it in the image, but in the image there's this little coin up on his hat, indicating all of his thoughts were about money. He had to let go of that. He had to find a new identity, that identity that he had in Christ. In that call, what Jesus was doing to him was saying, Matthew, I claim you as my own. Matthew, you're my beloved son. Matthew, come and follow me. I will give you riches beyond what you have in this table. Those riches that can never satisfy those deepest desires within you, within your heart. Well, for me, again, that was truly a moment of being struck. Of Christ breaking into my life in a new way. Not that I had an answer to that call to follow Christ. I was pretty sure I had. I discerned that call after 9 years of the seminary. I answered that call when I was ordained a priest. But yet we never answer that call fully once and for all. It's the call that Christ comes into our life in many ways to follow, so that we can follow more deeply. Because I don't know about you. I find in myself those things that I still attach to. those things that we weren't created for that. We're not created for possessions and for wealth and for those silly clothes that those guys are wearing. We're created for something much more. That life with Christ. That's our identity. That's our purpose. To find our identity in Christ and then to get up and to follow him. You know, I'm no scholar, New Testament scholar, but I've been told that that word in Greek, it says when Matthew got up, he was raised up. It's the same word when Jesus was raised from the dead. He was raised up. He was raised up from those shadows. He was raised up from that old life. He let that go to follow Christ, and there he had his new life. What does this mean for us today? If only Jesus would so dramatically walk into our dorm rooms, into our classrooms, and say, I claim you as my own. But he has and he does. Maybe not as dramatically, but most of the time we're not listening. We can be caught like that guy that's focused on the money, focused on our preoccupations, on the things that we have to do. So our call today is to listen, to be ready, to receive and to answer that call when Christ comes pointing to us. He says, I want you to follow me in a new way. If we've already following Christ, if you already accepted that call as discipleship, he wants you to do that in a deeper way, to do it in a personal way, to do it in a way where you can completely say your yes. Let us prepare for that today. Christ is coming to you. Christ is coming to all of us. He doesn't save it only for those that are perfect, but he comes to us in our need. So let us find the ways in that we can answer that call of Christ to be his disciples, to be his missionaries in our world today. And so let us pray. Lord our God, we come before you today as Matthew. We can be caught up in so many of our own preoccupations, so many things that we can be attached to, that we can often put in that place that in our lives that you have created for yourself. And so, Lord, we ask you to give us the grace, to give us your Holy Spirit, to let go of those attachments and to hear your voice that you claim us as your own. You claim us as your beloved son and daughter. You call us to get up from that table, to follow you. So Lord, as we do so, may we do so in trust, may we do so in faith. May we do so with one another, with our brothers and sisters who also walk with us and are walking with you. May we always realize, Lord, that you first call us, you first love us, and may we respond wholeheartedly in that love. And may our prayer today be one that opens our hearts, our eyes, our spirits to your presence coming into our life today. We make this prayer in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Just go forth in peace.